Now, joining me on the line is a remarkable woman. She is a proudly South African creative who is making waves on the international stage, not with words, but with bricks. Lindsay Swartboy has designed a stunning Lego set that is called Wars That Speak, and Wars spelled WALLS, Wars That Speak. It's inspired by the rich heritage of the Ndebele people and is a tribute to womanhood, identity, and culture. And with enough votes, it could become a global Lego release. And I'm thrilled to have her with us today to share the story behind the build, her creative process, and her hopes for the future. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining us on the Home Run. If I can start by asking you to tell us what inspired you to create Wars That Speak? Where did the idea begin?
Hi, Paula. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. What an honor.
Thank you for joining us.
So, Wars That Speak, also known as Explore Africa Ndebele Tribe Hut Set, was actually inspired just from looking around and the little bit of representation that I find in the toy space in South Africa. Always been obsessed with Lego. I grew up building Lego little houses and small animals. And when I found out about the Lego Ideas website, where fan designers are allowed to, submit product ideas, I thought, what an incredible platform to not only celebrate South Africa, but celebrate how colorful and rich and diverse of a country we are. I'd really, really like to extend the Explore Africa series and include a bunch of other characters, but I really felt that, starting with the Ndebele tribe specifically, their use of colors make a really impactful statement in though.
Now, Lindsay, I know that if we go to ideas.lego.com and we search for Wars That Speak and we click support, that could help get your design global recognition. And of course, it would be global recognition for South Africa's heritage. From what I understand, you have used 2,700 Lego pieces to put this design together. Were there any challenges translating your concept into bricks?
Absolutely. So, first and foremost, around impact. And for a very long time, about just about a year, I contemplated whether the structure should be a square or a circle. A square would have obviously made things a lot easier. But I think if you think of an Ndebele and you think about just huts in general, they have to be circular. So, definitely one of the structural challenges I faced was how to create this hut round, how to have a print be visually, appealing on a set. So I used a bunch of hinges and brackets design that are kind of placed underneath the one by one tile, which is for people who don't really understand Lego, that's the print on the hut. So underneath the print, we've got a bunch of hinges and brackets that are kind of putting the circular structure together, and they cladded with one by one tiles. Because the structure is cladded in one by one tiles, it actually allows the user to change their print to whatever they'd like. So as you see picture of the it doesn't necessarily need to stay that way. Just like an Ndebele artist, each builder can create their own murals on their Lego hut design.
Lindsay, you've called this your love letter to African heritage. What message or messages are you hoping that people take away from your project?
Definitely, first and foremost, the biggest message I'd love for people to take away from this is that it is proudly Africa for South Africa, for Africa by an African. It speaks about womanhood and it speaks to girl power. So in Ndebele culture, Ndebele traditions and rituals are passed down from mother to daughter. And I really wanted that to be expressed. So even the men in my life are all female. And I've got a female painting the mural with her little paint. Really wanted something that Africans could be proud of, that could stand on a global stage and be proudly African. So that's definitely what I'd love for everybody to take away from this.
And Lindsay, the mural wall is customizable. What exactly does this mean, and how important was it for you to let people interact with the culture in a hands-on way?
So exactly how any Ndebele mural artist paints their own wall, I wanted users to have the experience of creating their own shapes. If you look at the print on the hut, the print is made with one by one. Each tile can be individually removed from the wall, which means they can be placed in any shape and form and pattern to your liking. So that makes it a very unique piece in that each builder can create their own wall murals, just like Ndebele artists.
Now, if Walls That Speak reaches 10,000 votes, it could be considered for official release. What would it mean to you, and I guess for South Africa, to see your design on shelves worldwide?
Oh my gosh, it would mean everything. It would absolutely mean everything. I've thought and dreamt about the set for the longest time. I've thought about what it would look like and who it would speak to and what it would mean for myself and, you know, the country I live in, the continent and the rest of the world. And I'm just so appreciative of all the love I've been receiving on this journey. I was so surprised to see how many people would actually be interested in a set like this. And just thank you guys so, so, so much for all the support. I'm actually currently working on building a prototype of the model so that users can have a hands-on experience of what the one-by-one customizable tiles can do and what the thatch hat can do. I'm currently working on that, and I'm so excited to share. This project means the world to me, and I hope it means so much to so many people.
Well, Lindsay, we're rooting for you. Best of luck, and we'll be watching closely as your dream builds brick by brick. And if you're listening and want to help Lindsay bring this powerful tribute to life, a reminder that you need to visit ideas.lego.com. Search for Wars That Speak and click support. It only takes a minute, but it could mean a lifetime of global recognition for South African heritage. So let's get a proudly South African Lego set on the shelves. Lindsay Swartboy, who is the store layout designer for SPAR, thanks so much for joining us on Chai FM.